Welcome to the Valley Outdoors. Glad to have you guys with us. We got a lot to talk about today. We're talking about walleye numbers in northern Wisconsin. What's going on with that? Red Lake fish numbers and for walleye. What's happened there? And we're also going to talk about edible invasive species for those of you that want to help produce invasive species in your area. Don, it's going to be a fun show. Ava, good to have you with us. We'll be right back. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together we can make a difference.
For the angler that has everything, or just thinks everything, grace your palm with the feel of a custom fishing rod made to your specs from Patriot Custom Rods. It will soon become a cherished tool in your hand, providing the sensitivity and feel you have long dreamed of. Patriot Custom Rods are specially designed to your species of fishing, rod weight, colors, grip type, and length. Treat yourself or someone else to a Patriot Custom Rod. Find us on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Good to see you, Donald.
Yeah, it's good to be back in the studio.
Ava?
I'm here.
What were you doing last?
Last week?
Yeah.
Last week I was probably
turkey
hunting.
Yeah, yeah. We got to hear about that.
And so I teased that out of him?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of things I was doing last week, but that was one of them. I mean, I was fortunate enough to choose one of the worst seasons this year.
I know.
The week where it was so cold and windy.
A bit rainy.
Rainy. Literally, I on the season B on the Monday, it gives me one more day after that is all. Yep. I got out real early in my blind. It was cold. There was snow on top of my blind. but I got settled in and was very fortunate to have a Tom come racing across the field. I hadn't seen this motivated of a Tom in a while, but he didn't even fluff his feathers.
And the race is on.
Yep, and
coming down the
back. I don't know if he got beat up by all the other guys or the other girls out there.
Run.
Or what, but he got in distance, and I got him with one shot.
You got a Forrest Gump turkey.
Yeah, well, he's that could be.
He got his running shoes.
He's a 21.5 pounder. Maybe I'll throw a picture on our Facebook page.
You're supposed to.
Yeah.
That's where they belong. We always encourage people to post up any pictures you have on the website.
So. You know, the most amazing thing about it, though, is I had a friend of mine that shared with me that you could make turkey jerky out of your turkey. And so I took the bird to a local locker plant where he recommended, and I dropped the bird off, and the first thing he asked me is, I asked him, can you make turkey jerky? He goes, of course. He said, when did you get the bird? I said, about 3 hours ago, 2 hours ago. And he said, great. So he took the tail, the fan off and the beard. He had about a 9-inch beard.
Nice bird.
And I went on my merry way thinking, I'll get a call in a couple weeks. Noon the next day, I get a call. He says, your jerky's ready. I go, you got to be kidding. He says, great, I'll be over. So I went over about an hour and a half later. And I said, how do you do this so fast? He says, I did it right after you dropped it off. Put it in the smoker. It smoked all night. Ready this morning. Try to keep ahead of it. So anyway, it turned out excellent.
So you'll be bringing some of those in.
Yeah. I just told Ava earlier, I said I apologize for not bringing some in.
Yeah, me and the twins
fine.
Are wondering where that turkey's at.
Yeah, I'll bring a package.
The unfortunate part is, we were looking for deer jerky or deer sticks.
Right.
But somebody didn't have those.
No,
made.
I have plenty of jerky.
No deer sticks.
I know, we're not talking about sticks, though. We're talking about jerky.
Deer sticks are deer sticks. And turkey jerky, see, it rhymes. Deer sticks.
I'll have some deer sticks as
awesome.
Well.
I love that. You bring that
I had a gentleman that wanted to trade me for a bag of turkey jerky for some deer sticks. And I wanted to save Ava here.
Perfect. Yeah, thanks.
So you could quit giving her a hard time.
I know that won't happen.
He's giving my husband a hard time.
Yeah. She didn't have anything to do with it.
I had nothing to do with that.
I have to. Because she's married.
Right.
To him. I suppose. Provide suggestions.
We are one.
Yes, you are. Wow.
I can't pass the blame,
Do we have a tip this week?
We do have a tip this week. And it does involve... Hey, it was like, wow, good segue there. Got me out of that one.
Yeah, it did.
Thanks, Don. It's all about the segue and not a two-wheel vehicle either. Fishing. Lot of rain across the whole Midwest. And river systems are the... note of the day, probably, because there's a lot of ice-ridden lakes in the northern parts of the states here.
Yep.
And one of the things that we find in we're fishing dirty water, obviously, coloration is going to be a big thing. So jigging in dirty water, you can do a couple things. Number one, darker colors work extremely well, believe it or not. Darker colors actually give off more ambient or color or visible whatever light than do a bright color, because they require light to emit a color. And the black does an amazing job. Purples do an amazing job and works in just about any color condition of the water. Understand that if you're looking, and many of the guys out there that fish the Detroit River know this, when the water chocolates up, you immediately go to hand lining, or if you don't not familiar with that, you simply take two floating Rapalas and work it off of a three-way, and they're put in line, nose or back to nose, and on about a 28-inch lead, put a floating Rapala, then take a 28-inch sectional line with a clip, clip it onto the back of that Rapala, and attach another one behind that. And it does the same effect, but with that dirty water, it gives the fish a chance to look at it, and you simply move across the current, and you move it about 0.6 miles an hour up and down the brake line. And when you're marking fish, then they are going to crush it. And that's the big difference. So understanding what the muddy water can be. Now, if you have debris, add a split shot to your line to keep the debris off of your hooks. If it's jigging, generally that's not a problem if you're vertical jigging. But if you're doing any sort of trolling upriver or in a lake where you have a lot of debris, put a split shot on the line that will retain the debris off of the hook or off of your bait. And if you're trolling cranks, same thing holds true. A lot of times you can get cotton that will slide down the line and ball up on your bait, and it really prevents it from getting fouled out. So
well, there's lots of things that happens throughout the year, including yep. the little shrimp, whatever you call them.
The ash seeds. And you'll find leaves as well. So a lot of things can be churned up in that scenario. So just be aware.
That's a good idea.
There's a lot of things that really can give you and help you be successful on lakes or rivers where the water has gotten dirty. If you have an influx of a river into a lake, that is the same kind of thing. But realize, too, those areas have warmer water. And what do the fish look for this time of year? They're looking for warmer water. So that's you'll find your active fish.
Right.
So tip for you. How about that for
That's a good one.
Fun. Yeah. So hang tight. We are going to be jumping back in right after a couple words for you. And some snake-like creature was found in Michigan. I'll have to figure out what that was. Stay tuned.